The time has come, the walrus said, to talk of many things. Hello, and welcome to Exposing the Masters Within, the one and only radio hour anywhere on the internet dedicated solely to helping you expose yourself. My name is John Schulte. I'm here to serve you, to help you to know more of the truth about you. It's often said that looks can be deceiving, and we all know that the surface of things is, by definition, shallow. So thanks for joining me as we journey through the looking glass to explore what's on the other side, to explore what's beneath the surface. We're here together to discover, uncover, and recover our masters within. You knew it much more fully when you signed up for your on-earth sojourn. You mostly forgot it soon after leaving the cozy confines of your mother's womb. You've rediscovered some inkling of it, or you wouldn't be listening to me now. It's time to remember the masters we are. It's time to reclaim the power we have. It's time for exposing the masters within. Let's get started. So today is the equinox, March 20th, 2011, if you're listening live, obviously not if you're listening to the recording. And this is a day for transition. It's a day for movement. It's a day for change. And that's the purpose of what I'm here on this show to do, not only this week, but every week from now on, is to help with that transition, to offer what I can, to offer what I know, to offer what I've experienced to those of you out there who are listening. And I must say, as we begin, I'm going to set some clarity here about my intention, about my purposes, about why I'm here doing this. Why am I exposing myself in this way, putting myself out there? Well, because it's time. And it's time for all of us, not that everybody has to run out and get a radio show, but it's time for all of us to really step up to who we are, to connect with that master within us, to connect with that truth, that power, that divinity that we are, and really allow ourselves to come forth. That's all that's being asked of us. It's not that we have to do something other than what we are. It's that it's time now to get out of our own way. Stop stopping ourselves from being who we are, from showing who we are, from sharing who we are. And it's been said by lots of other people, it's been written before, but you are unique. There's no one else on this planet. There's no other being anywhere in all of creation that is the same as you. And if you don't shine your light, if we don't shine our lights, no one else can, because they don't have that essence of who we are inside of them. They have their own essence. They have their own light. And so it's time on this planet. So much is changing. It's obvious. You can see it out there. You see it in all of the disasters that are happening. You see it in the wars that are happening. You see it in the problems in the economy. The opportunity for transformation. The opportunity for change. So as I said a moment ago, I want to set some ground rules here, some guidelines for how you can get the most out of what I'm here to do. Because I'm not here to tell you what's true for you. I am here to offer you opportunities to explore what's true for you. Take what I say, take what I offer, take what the masters, whoever it is that comes through later in the show when I go into channel, take what they say, bring it in, and test it. Does it make sense? Does it feel right? You're your own master. This is about you claiming that power to claim your own truth, to know your own truth, to live from your own truth. But we are all in such patterns, habits, things that we brought in with us into this lifetime that we were going to explore down here on playground earth in not remembering who we were. Well, that time is coming to an end. As some would say, linear time is coming to an end. Some would say the earth is coming to an end. I don't buy that. I don't think you do, or you wouldn't be listening to me. You'd be listening to some other show right now. But change is here. And so as you step up to that, and I'll offer the best that I can. I'm here exposing myself. I'm going to share whatever comes up in me. I'm going to be as clearly in the moment as I possibly can. And in that moment, I'm going to be connected to you. Every one of you out there listening right now is co-creating this show with me. Your energies and mine are connected together. I consciously step into that connection anytime I go in and do personal work. Anytime I do group work, I have an invocation. It opens up those pathways. Time and space are irrelevant. So even those listening on the recording are helping co-create this live. Because the moment you're listening to it is actually the same moment that I'm expressing it. It's just different on the clock. It's different on the calendar. But it's the same moment. It's the same experience. And so it's that kind of shifting in reality. It's that kind of shifting in consciousness. It can be subtle. It can be drastic. But that's what I'm looking to help myself do and others. And so I've got a few things here as we're kicking off that I want to offer. The first is I want to thank all of you for being here, because without you, there's no point in me being here. Without you out there listening, without you out there, I would say seeking or searching, but it's not even that. Without you out there intending your own empowerment, my voice, my job, anything I know would be pointless. And so thank you for that. Thank you for being willing to step up and explore, because that's what this is about, exploration. It's about exploring outside of our comfort zone. I've been channeling for a lot of years now, and one of the most important concepts, as far as I'm concerned, that has ever passed through me to my clients and students through channeling is the concept of wiggle room. I love that term even. They're very playful when they come in a lot of the time, even when they're being serious. But wiggle room. And they describe wiggle room as, well, the best way I can put it is perhaps this. We have what we're used to, and that's our comfort zone. And then we have that which is so far out of the bounds of what we believe is possible as to be in complete resistance. So if someone were to present that thought to us, if someone were to make that statement to us of something out in that area of complete resistance, we would simply block it completely. But what's in between is our wiggle room. It's the space that we're willing to explore. These are the concepts that are a little bit outside of what we're used to. These are the concepts that are a little bit beyond, but not too far beyond, so that we don't go into shutdown when we come across them. Rather, we go into possibility. We go into, ooh, what's that like? Can I feel that? Can I believe that? Does that make sense with the rest of what I know? And it is the stuff that we can bring in to the jigsaw puzzle of our reality. And we take that little piece and we plug it in and we go, oh, whew, that feels good. And then that piece now becomes part of our comfort zone and our wiggle room expands out a little bit more. And that to me is such a marvelous picture of the process that we're all in down here. We're looking for these little pieces out there in the wiggle room that we can take in and make our own and become completely comfortable with. They can become completely the reality that we're living. And so we move forward, step by step, piece by piece. But I would encourage you, I would invite you as we go on this journey, as we move forward in this journey, I would invite you to give yourself permission to explore, to give yourself permission to open, because that is one of the greatest things we can do for ourselves. We talk about intention, which for me is masculine energy. It's putting it out very consciously. I want to go here. But we need that flip side. We need the feminine, the permission. We need the opening that allows us to receive something differently. Because if we're just in that masculine, we're just in that intention, then we're most likely going to be pushing at it. We're going to be forcing it. We're not going to be allowing it to unfold, whatever the transition might be, whatever the shift might be, whatever that new experience in the wiggle room that we have got our eyes on, that we want to move into, that we're desiring to bring into our lives. We need to open the permission. That's as strong, as important as stepping into the intention. And so bring your intention in, if you will, if you're willing to come here with me. Bring your intention and bring your permission, your willingness in to open up to new possibilities. And believe me, I don't want you to take my word for it. I don't want you to take anything I say today or any other show as the gospel. Don't believe it just because it gets said here. I'm giving you my experiences. I'm giving you my truth. I'm giving you what's worked for me, what has worked for those who've received it in channel through me. I'm offering these pieces. And you can see whether or not they're in your wiggle room or whether they're way out there in your resistance. You can see whether they already fit. Are they already part of your comfort zone? That's great. It is so wonderful to have things reflected back to us that are already in our comfort zone. Because how far we've already come. It's more of a opening that the people who were able to in advance send me in questions, send me in the energies of possible topics or questions to be addressed on the show. Now, I want to put something out clearly here that I can't guarantee that I'll get to any of these topics or questions today or on any other particular show. But what I can definitely say is that this that's been given to me is going into the energy. And because it's going into the energy, especially when I go into channel, where I don't have any control over what's coming out of my mouth, where it's not my choice, but it's even more opening up into that flow, that co-creation with divinity that's beyond me and with divinity that is connected to you as well. It's allowing that flow through me. But what I can say is each one of these is going to be here with me. Each one of these questions, each one of these topics is going to be here with me, and it's going to go into the energy, so they're likely to be addressed eventually. Now, I will be opening up during channeling, if not today, then certainly some of the time, so that the questions you have on your mind can be asked directly into the channeling. So that is going to help a tremendous amount. And I'm also going to put this out here, that I'm always willing to have you present more topics to me. You get something that you'd like to hear on the show, by all means, send it in. Again, it goes into the energy, and it will be perhaps addressed directly, perhaps not. But by you asking the question, you're bringing the answer back to you. So even if you don't get it through this show, even if I don't come up with the possibility of an answer for you that you then get to test within your own discernment, even if I don't, shall we say, allow it through me when I'm in channel, the answer directly, it will come to you because that's how it works. Ask and you shall receive. It will come back to you. You will get your answers. So, but as I said, I had people send that in, and what was going to happen is I was going to do a drawing of all the people who sent in a topic or a question, and that is what I'm going to do right now. I'm going to do the drawing. The person that I draw out of here, I'm going to announce. Whether you're listening or not, you win. So if you're listening, that's great. If not, then I'll let you know otherwise. That person is going to receive their choice. They can either have an hour-long Oversoul channeling with me, which has been the predominant work I've done for quite some time now, or they can have instead a 15-minute tune-in, tune-up channeling session and a 30 to 45-minute soul song session. And if you're the winner, I can talk to you about what those are. And through time, I will address all the pieces of the work that I offer, but I'm not going to do that right now. So instead, it's time to shake these up. Maybe you can hear that. They're shaking in there. And draw the winner out. Okay. If I had a drum here, I would give a drum roll to myself, but I don't. So you can imagine the drum roll now. And here is the winner. And the winner is Sharon Swinyard. Very good. How about that? A very good friend of mine. So now, the second thing, this is for the listeners today who are listening live to the show. The second way that you can do this, because that's only the first drawing. The second drawing I will do next week But to be in that drawing, what I need you to do is you need to have a pen and paper, or you need to be at your computer because you're going to email me this, or you can call me and give it to me. But what you're going to do is today I am going to point out three phrases, and you need to write down those three phrases and somehow get that to me. Email, telephone, etc. By, let's say, tomorrow at midnight. So Monday the 21st at midnight Eastern time, that's where I'm at. Get that to me, and out of all the people who give me those three phrases, who have listened to the show today, again, I will draw one more person out to have a free either hour-long channeling session or the two other possibilities, the 15-minute session and the 30 to 45-minute session, one of channeling and one of using sound to evoke transformation. So congratulations, Sharon. Thank you to all who sent in the topics. I do appreciate that. And let's get underway with that other competition. Competition, that's not the best word for it. We'll talk about that later. But the first phrase is this. The time has come. The time has come. I start each one of these hours with that. I'm going to start. The time has come because it has. Because it has. And it's not part of the phrase. It's not part of this drawing. But the time has come and the time is now. And that is what we need to remember. That's what we need to return to. So, now, that brings me to something else, which is my breath. For those of you who know me and have worked with me, you know how weird my breath gets sometimes. The breath is the way to move energy. It's the primary way that we have. It's the best way that we have. It's the most direct way that we have. So anytime you notice my breathing get weird, it's because in the energy, there's some breath holding going on out there. So anytime I do that, take a deep breath for yourself. Even if you weren't holding your breath, it's always a good thing to take another deep breath. And so we move forward. And that's something that happens in the channeling all the time as well. They will literally just be there saying, breathe, because the energy is up. The energy is moving. Now, I want to talk a little bit next about the title of this show and how it relates to my intentions, because it was a process to get there. I didn't start out with that. I had the guidance, I had the inner knowing, I had the calling to have the show, and I needed the title. If I was going to do this, I needed something. And so what came in first was the Ascension Hour, because as far as I'm concerned, that's what we're all doing. We're working on our own personal ascension, returning to our own divinity, returning to that full expression of the light that we are. And so that was there, but it didn't feel strong enough. Yes, that's what we're doing, and yes, ascension is the core of all the work I do, but that kind of went poof up into the night. And the next possibility that came in was being the masters within. Actually, being the masters we are was what came next. Being the masters we are. And again, we already are that. So it didn't evoke the movement, the transformation, the expansion that I wanted to be a part of this show, that I wanted to be a part of this aspect of my work. And so I got down again. Let's see what could do that. What could be the movement piece? And becoming came in, becoming the masters we are. Well, again, that seems almost paradoxical and not quite strong enough. And so I sat down and I went into the thesaurus and got myself about 50 possibilities. And the one that made me laugh was exposing. Exposing the masters we are. And that didn't quite feel right. It just made me laugh. Why did it make me laugh? Well, because of the guy in the trench coat, the flasher. That's why it made me laugh. Because that's the first thing that comes to mind for many people, certainly for me, I guess, when the word exposing comes along. And it wasn't even an option. I just kind of set it aside, even though it was the one that had the most energy. I resisted it because I had my own judgments about what it would do, about what it might evoke, about, oh my God, what would somebody think? And in conversation with a couple of different friends of mine about this, kind of brainstorming and shooting ideas back and forth, I happened to bring that up to share with two of them in particular. And that was the one that lit up. That was the one that had the most energy. And then that phrase within, we are shifted to within. And it all came together because, yes, it's already here, but the process that we're in is of bringing it to the surface, being able to see it. And that's what exposing is. It's being able to see it. It's being able to allow it to be seen as well. So it's about bringing it out into the world and letting others look at it. And when that all came together, I took that deep breath. I could feel the freedom. Because at first, exposing was way out at the outer boundary of my wiggle room. And it gradually moved in closer as I realized it had the power. Until now, I couldn't imagine another name for this. I couldn't imagine another title for this show because that's what I'm seeking to do myself. So thank you for allowing me to expose myself to you. And I must say, as I've walked this path, as a seeker myself, as a presenter, as a teacher, as a healer, as a channel, over and over and over again, a piece has come up that I go into resistance to. Not so much resistance that I completely block it, but resistance. I recently got into bringing through the energies of part three of a process that I offer, the Ascension Acceleration Activations, for those of you who know the work. And in that process, the channeling that I do comes through at light speed, literally. It's faster than an auctioneer. And when I brought in the second piece of that, I had brought in the first piece as a guided meditation before I was even consciously channeling or directly channeling. And it lasted 2 hours. And they gradually, once I started channeling and bringing it through the channeling, they gradually sped it up until that 2 hours, even though new pieces were added, that 2 hours got compressed down to about 45 minutes. And then I got the guidance that part two was going to show up. I should schedule it. I went gulp. Gulp. Because unlike part one, where I also had a number of the pieces of what it was going to be in advance, so my mental body could be comfortable, had a number of those pieces. They had come in, I was doing hands-on work, and everybody who came in 1 week would get rewired, and everybody who came in the next week, they would get their DNA upgraded. Everybody who came in the next week would get this piece. And so when they gave me the guidance to do the first one, I could conceive of the possibility much more comfortably because I already had several of those pieces. They were in my comfort zone. And I figured that the rest of it, it'd be okay. It would show up. I could trust in that. I'd been doing the work long enough. But when it came to part two, showing up, I didn't have those individual pieces of what it might be. There was no mental concept of what was going to come through, other than it was going to come through faster than an auctioneer. And so the day before I was going to offer it out to the public, I sat down and I tried to bring it through for one other person. I went through my invocation and I got to the place where I opened to the channel and I curled up in a little ball and I spent hours. Well, there was some crying, there was a lot of pain, there was a lot of shame, there was a lot of I can't do this, there was a lot of unworthiness, there was all kinds of crap coming up that I needed to deal with, that I needed to move so that I could allow it to come through, so I could allow that other piece to come through. And this is a perfect example for me that I try to come back to and remember and bring back into my consciousness when I have stuff come up again now. Because what happened? Well, I spent those hours cleaning out, cleaning out, cleaning out, cleaning out the next level of gunk from inside of myself until I got to the place where I could let it come in. And I did. The next night, when it was actually scheduled, it came in with no problem. It came in at full speed, and it just flowed. But that process can be so overwhelming. That process, that's the only process we have, is the process of coming to know our mastery, coming to know that power that we have within us. And unfortunately, or fortunately, depending upon your perspective in a given moment, when we're not in it, it's well, fortunately, yes, it comes up that way. When we are in it, it's very unfortunate because it's very uncomfortable. It's just not happy to be in our shit, to be feeling all of the negative judgments we have about ourselves. And yet, that's where the gift lies. Because that, when we have something that's triggered, when we have something that's up within us, that's the gift. Because if it's buried down so deep, it might as well be out in that area of complete resistance. We just won't touch it. We won't go anywhere near it. But when it comes up, and we're experiencing that pain, doesn't matter what variety, fear, sadness, anger, depression, anxiety, rage, pick a negative emotion, whichever one it is that comes up is coming up only because we are ready to move it. And that's not what society out there at large tells us. What society out there at large tells us is kind of the British stiff upper lip. Stuff that back down inside. You don't feel that. That's not good. That's not the way to be. It's not the way to be. Stop it. I'll give you something to cry about. Any of you hear that one? Or in the car? Don't make me come back there. Yes. Anyway. But just know this. And they've been saying this even more often lately in the channel. If it's negative and it's up to move out. And that's a gift. That's a gift because you can reach it. If you're feeling it, if you're experiencing it, you can reach it. If you can reach it, that means it's ready to move. So, with that in mind, and this next short phrase, and I'll point it out to you. The next short phrase is the second one to put down if you want to be in that drawing. With that in mind, it's transformation time. So, it's transformation time is the second phrase to put down. And what that means is it's time for me to go into channel. So, if you would aid me in this process, again, all the connections are already made. The invocation is already made. The connections between each one of you and me and the being or beings that is going to are going to come in, all those connections are already open. And so all I need you to do, all I would ask you to do is allow your breathing to deepen and open yourself for a heightening of your experience of divinity. And while you're doing that, I'm going to do a little bit of toning. And the reason I do that, again, for those of you who don't know me, the reason I do that is how spirit adjusts the frequencies between my physical body, my energy field, and the physical body and energy field of everybody out there who's listening and connecting with this live or Memorex, and the being or beings that are going to come through to speak. So I'll do a little bit of toning, and whoever is coming in will come in at the end of that, and typically they introduce themselves. They're polite in that way anyway, and I will see you guys on the other side after the channeling is done. If they open up for the calls, if they open up for phone calls, which I don't know if they will do that today, but if they do, follow the guidelines on the bbsradio.com to allow you to do that. I know they have a number of lines, and you can call in or contact in through Skype and on regular phone lines, etc. So, once more, back to the breathing and into the toning. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Welcome, dear ones. This is Melchizedek, come to be with you today. And as we begin, we would say to you that, yes, we have words and meaning and ideas to give to you, but more importantly than that, we have transformation to bring. We have initiation to bring. So allow yourselves, to the degree that you're willing, if you are willing at all, to consciously open to what we are bringing you in energetic initiation today. And that initiation, and we'll explain it. Some of you are trusting. Yes, you've already given permission. Great. Some of you need a little bit more, in the mental to be comfortable so that you can give that permission, so that you can set the intention and give the permission and allow yourself then to maximize your reception. And so we'll give that. We have no problem. We like the mental body, unlike many of you who are in judgment of it, calling it the problem. It's not the problem. The problem is it's been given control. The mental body is not supposed to be choosing. It's supposed to be like the physical and the emotional body. It's supposed to be feedback mechanism for your divinity to use in making choices. So, we have no problem with the mental. We are quite happy to go there. So what are we going to do today? What is it we are going to initiate? What we're going to initiate is some passion. Now, it's very, 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 very particular passion. It is the passion for self. Some would call it self-love, but it's the more active aspect of that. It's the more active aspect wherein your burning desire is to be fully you. So many out there in body now upon the planet, so many out there, they have desire to become more them, but the resistance is so strong because of the programs that have been brought through, because of the habits that have been created, because of the limitations that have been, we can call it imposed, but there's no such thing. You are all souls. You all chose what you were coming into in this lifetime. You all stepped into it with consciousness from that side. So it's not that it was actually imposed, but it sure feels like it down in the body, doesn't it? Like this wasn't your choice. And when you do get that as a deeper and deeper reality, often what will come to mind is, what the hell was I thinking when I was out there? But we need to move on, because linear time is always limited. And so, let's go back to the initiation. The initiation today is that initiation into passion for self. Passion for knowing self, passion for being self, passion for expressing self. So, breathe in and just feel, how willing are you to have that opened more fully within you? Breathe into it. There's no need for judgment here. This is just allowing yourself to increase awareness. Good. A little bit more breath. Breathe all the way down. Breathe as if your lungs went all the way to the tips of your toes. Good. Now ask yourself, self? Self, am I willing to be more open to this? And just feel into that. Feel into the body. What does the physical body say to that question? Body, am I willing to be more open to this? Breathe in and feel. And any place you feel discomfort, breathe into the discomfort and give yourself permission, give the body permission to let the discomfort clear as much as possible. Okay. Keep the breathing, keep the breath going. The breath is going to aid that releasement, that clearing out of that resistance that has been held in the cells of the body. The resistance to being who you are, because somebody might see you. And if they saw the real you and they were still judging you, then what are you going to do? If they're only judging your mask, If they're only judging who you pretend to be, that's a little bit better. No, it's not. Keep the breath going, dear ones. Good. And now bring that question to the emotional body. And if you can't conceive of the emotional body mentally, that's okay. Just imagine that there's another body, like your physical body, right next to you. And put it in a sweatshirt or a t-shirt, depending on your weather, that says emotional body on it. And then ask that emotional body sitting next to you this question. How open are you to receiving this? And if that body doesn't talk to you, that's okay, because you're that body as well. Feel into it. Feel where in the emotional body there is this tension, there is this resistance. And let yourself, once more, breathe into it and give yourself the permission. Step into the willingness to let that clear. And again, use the breath. Deepen in the breath. Breathe down to the emotional toes so that it can move out. And once more, now you can put another body of you next to you on the other side with that t-shirt or that sweatshirt that says mental body. And allow yourself to ask your mental body. Allow yourself to ask your mental body, how willing are you to open into receiving this? And breathe into there as well. Breathe into mental body. Breathe into that part of you and feel the tension and feel the stress and feel the resistance. And give yourself that permission now that you have felt it. As much as you're able, as much as you're willing, give yourself that permission to let that go as well. To clear that out of you. And breathe down to your mental toes. Good. Yes, and some of you need to clip your mental toenails. Little laughter is always a good thing to lighten things up, to move things along. Now allow both of those bodies to come back into your physical body. Let them jump into you. Like in the Matrix. Except you're the same person, not the other. Breathe in and ground yourself. Reintegrate those bodies within you. And feel the expanded openness. Feel the expanded experience of your openness to receive this initiation. Good. Now, that being said, you've already received part of it. But here's the conscious part. Here's the part that we would have you participate more consciously in. And allow yourself to breathe deeply and center your attention, center your awareness in your heart. Center your awareness in your heart. And imagine in your heart that you are in a very comfortable chair, but it's a chair that is inside some sort of rocket ship. You can imagine the space shuttle. You can imagine some other thing out of science fiction, whatever your mind grasps around. You can imagine it being the Merkaba, for those of you who are familiar with that, and that makes sense to you. But put yourself in that chair, and inside that vehicle of liftoff, of propulsion, because that's what this is, this initiation of greater passion into self, of greater passion for self, is propulsion in that direction, propulsion in the direction of your own light, of your own power, of your own divinity. And so as you're sitting there, we're just going to do a little countdown here. Now, we're not going to start at one of those exceedingly high numbers and count backwards. We don't want to put you to sleep. But we are going to do a countdown. And as we do so, we just want you to breathe nice and easily. Down through your whole body again. Breathe all the way to all of your toes. All three bodies, physical, emotional, and mental toes. Breathe all the way down. And let yourself really take in your willingness. And if there's any more tension that you notice as we're doing the countdown, allow yourself to breathe into it and let it go again. Let it go further, deeper within you. And so we begin the countdown, and we start at 10. Nine. Eight. Seven. Six. Five. Four. Three. Two. One. Lift off and allow yourself to feel that fire shooting you up, propelling you into the stratosphere of your own light, into the heavens of your own divinity, into the expansion into you. And allow yourself to feel the movement, feel that propellant taking you ever faster, ever further, ever deeper into your own light. And allow yourself to breathe that in, breathe deeply, let yourself receive it, be at peace within the transformation. Be at peace within the transformation. Be at peace within the transformation. Now allow yourself to allow the fire to go out. Now that doesn't stop you moving forward. It simply stops you from accelerating. Allow that so that you can feel yourself floating in space. But this is the space within you. Because even though you started in your heart, and you propelled yourself out of your heart, if you will, in actuality, you propelled yourself deeper into your heart. And so now you're coming up from within you, bringing more of you with you, and allow yourself to open your heart. Prepare for the docking of your ship. Sync them up, line them up, and lock them together. And now open the hatchway, both of the ship and of your heart, and allow more of you to pour into you, to pour through your heart, to pour through your physical body, to pour through your emotional body, to pour through your mental body. Good. And just take a moment with that. And thank yourself for allowing that, for choosing that, for giving permission for that, for stepping into intention for that, for calling us forward to bring it to you, because we wouldn't be offering it if you weren't all ready for it. Good. Good. Now just let yourself feel the expansion to the greatest degree that you can and come back, focus back within the room that you're in or the space that you're in. Some of you aren't actually in physical rooms. Let yourself focus back into the physical dimension, knowing full well that the other dimensions are all there as well, They're all there as well at the same time. One of the keys that we would offer to you here today, to go along with this, but to expand it as well, is that idea that shifting your consciousness is like tuning, well, they're becoming rather outdated now, but like tuning the radio dial, shifting from station to station. And what you focus your consciousness on, what you focus your awareness on, you tune in and you strengthen as you try to get just where the sweet spot is on the dial to allow yourself to have the least amount of static and the most amount of station. But the key is remembering that you can always change that station on the dial. You can always switch. If this station is not giving you what you're desiring in that moment, you have the power to change it. You can change. You can swiftly change your focus from the physical body. If we say, think about the physical, or focus in your heart, or focus in your toe, focus in your left big toe right now, you become very, very clearly grounded into your toe, if you're willing to go there. If we say, focus on how you're feeling emotionally right now, what is the emotion that is most up in you, then you tune in on that station and you allow yourself to be there as fully as possible, as present as possible with it, again, to the degree you're willing. But that was instantaneous transformation of consciousness, instantaneous shifting of focus. And if we say, focus on what you're thinking right now, and you go to your mind, you go to the mental body, and the thought that is most prevalent, even if it is, God, this is a stupid exercise. And you focus there. Again, you have shifted consciousness. You have shifted focus. You have shifted awareness instantaneously. Now, oftentimes, those in body are best at that, to try and escape from something. And that's not the best use of this ability that you have. The best use of this ability is to choose consciously where you're going, what you are choosing to build, what you are choosing to amplify, what station you would like to live in. So we would just offer that here in combination with the initiation that was given to you, to bring that initiation as something for you to remember to tune back into. You opened this. It is in the process of integrating in your energy field and in your life right now. And so give yourself that space to turn the station back to it, outside of this space, outside of when you're listening to our voice. Because as you do that, it will reignite again, and it will amplify again what it is you're seeking, which is more of yourself. So breathe that in, and breathe it down. And breathe it through. Breathe it down through your whole bodies, all three of them, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual, although the spiritual already knows it. Breathe it through you. Breathe it into the ground. Breathe it into the earth. And allow it to be grounded and planted there to anchor you so that you can be spirit and physical at the same time more fully. Good. Very good. And so at this time, and today we do not take questions, but we will in the future. Today we do not take questions, but we will take our leave, at least in this form of being with you. We will take our leave. Know that we are with you. If you are hearing our voice, that means you work with us. If you are hearing our voice, that means you're part of our team. Team transformation. We are here to remember that we are a lot more here than we have been. And we have a lot more to give than we've been giving. And we have a lot more to receive than we have allowed ourselves to receive. And so remember that. And breathe that in and down and through as we take our leave. Much love to each and every one of you, dear ones. And we will bring the body we speak through back to you for the last few minutes. Much love, dear ones. Namaste. Okay. So, that was fun. I want to thank each of you again for co-creating this with me here today, for bringing that through. Melchizedek, for those who don't know, is one of the beings. I don't know if technically he would be an ascended master or not. I don't know if he's ever been in a body as a physical being and had to ascend out. What I do know is that Melchizedek is one of the primary masters who is here to help initiate us and to bring us into our power. He is here leading the charge, if you will. I've never heard team transformation before, but definitely fits for what his job is as part of this shift on the planet. He is very much about self-empowerment, very much about knowing that you are more than you've conceived yourself to be and bringing that forth into the world. So definitely call upon Melchizedek. He is outstanding. Anyway, well, thank you for joining me here to co-create this time together today. Once more, I can't do it without you. I would open up the doorway and this invitation. Please let me know what you think. Send me your topic. Send me suggestions. I will be bringing in a guest every 3 or 4 weeks. I have a number of marvelous people already in mind, some that I've invited, some that I haven't spoken to yet. But I really encourage you to let me know what you thought of today, what you might like to hear down the line. Again, toss in those questions and topics. And although I can't control what the channeling brings, I certainly have some choice in what I say in my portion of this show. So anyway, I appreciate any and all feedback you send, and I will be back next week, same time, same place. I hope you'll join me again out there in the truth within. This, what's coming up next, is the phrase to write down. And remember, you never know where this show will go. You never know where this show will go. That's going to be kind of my motto. We're in flow here, in the flow of the divinity, in the flow of expansion. So write that one down. You never know where this show will go. For those who didn't have it already, the first one was, the time has come. The second one was, it's transformation time. Email that to me. If you don't know my email, it is contactlight@AOL.com. Again, contactlight, that's LIGHT, @AOL.com. And I give you my thanks. And the last thanks I'd like to give is to BBS Radio and especially to Doug for being here with us today. Thank you so much.